This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Conkera Panagiotidis is the CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, which is now the largest independent human rights organisation in Australia. And having helped so many people who are struggling, as well as his background growing up Greek in a country town here in Australia, this man knows the power of food to bring people together. And now he's sharing that power in a brand new cookbook that he wrote with his mum. It's called A Seat at My Table. And we're very excited to welcome Con to Joy Drive. Con, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Con, is this a cookbook that should remain without any food stains? You know those ones you get and you stick it on the coffee table. There's no fingerprints on it and it's pristine and you never open it.
No, this is home cooking that I made in my mum's kitchen with food I grew in her garden. I want people to stain it, tear it, fold it, because it's meant to be much loved and much used.
What was it like writing a cookbook with your mum?
It was pretty special. Look, I lost my dad when I was 27 and I had so much grief that I didn't get to ask my dad so much about his childhood and his family life, and I didn't want to make the same mistake with my mum. And it's been so precious to write a cookbook with all of her favorite recipes and learn so much about my mum that I didn't even know. And I just feel really lucky to have had that opportunity.
So it sounds like it was an absolute bonding experience spending the time in the kitchen. I mean, I think if I cooked with my mum, you know, we might argue about a few things, but at the end of it, we'd have a product and we'd have produced something together and we'd be a lot closer.
Yeah. We were. Like, it was full on. Like, we had to, we photographed and had to make from scratch 82 dishes in 8 days.
Wow.
I'd be starting at 6 a.m. to midnight every day. So it was a long shoot, but at the end of it, it's a beautiful book, and it's more than just recipes. It's about a lot more than that as well, which I'm really proud of.
Con, have we forgotten how to make our own food? Have we become too dependent on the supermarkets?
We have, and one of the things I wanted to do with this book, so it's deliberately vegan and vegetarian. Most things you can make for under 10 bucks, and almost everything you can grow in your own garden. I'm so tired of seeing everything processed in plastic bags, pre-cut for us, and so expensive and unaffordable for people. We have forgotten that. And this book is really about saying you can make beautiful food with a handful of ingredients, most which you can grow. Even if you're just living in an apartment with a little balcony, you can grow your own spinach, your own silver beet, your own mint, and you can do it cheap, and you can do it food that's beautiful and nourishing and good for the heart and good for your family.
The book is called A Seat at My Table. And Con, you mentioned in the book that great food comes from our desire to connect and experience intimacy and belonging with others. How important is it to our well-being to enjoy and share food together?
It's so important. One of the things I'm really proud of at the ASLC is that we are a place of welcoming. We're so proud to support LGBTIQA+ people seeking asylum, who are an important part of our community. And what we love at our organization is that it's a place where every day we put on a feed, everyone from probably 50, 60 different nations, from every sexuality, every culture, every religion, every background, can sit down together and share a meal. Because when you're breaking bread, it's hard to be angry at each other. And what's so beautiful about food is it invites us to be curious about each other. It invites us into each other's cultures and journeys and stories. It humanizes us. And it is the social scaffolding that lets us sit at the table together as equals. When you're breaking bread with someone, you're breaking bread as an equal. And that's something really precious. And you're being seen for who you are, which is this beautiful person deserving of love. No matter your background, your identity, where you've come from, what you're going through, everyone deserves a seat at my table.
We're chatting with Conkera Panagiotidis, CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre and author of a new cookbook called A Seat at My Table. Just on the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre that you started, in terms of people's getting there and sharing meals and sharing bread, like you said, do you find that it has a big impact on them being able to communicate and bond with each other, even if they're from different cultural backgrounds?
It's huge. And one of the most joyful things is we run a social enterprise, a catering social enterprise, and just to also see not just when people can stand around 2 feet and do a day's work to feed themselves and their families, but when refugees are out in the broader community and people are connecting to them and going, oh my God, your culture is beautiful. Your food is incredible. So it has both that impact when we run our meals program. It has that impact in our food banks. We feed 1,000 people a week, and the ability to come and get food that is culturally safe and inclusive and appropriate, that you can bring a bit of your home with you. Because when you flee, there's only two things you can often flee with: your language and your food. And they're the things we hold preciously onto, because we have so much taken away from us. And it is a beautiful way of connecting. And we find so many friendships and so many people find a sense of belonging. We have so many people from refugee backgrounds who work for us, who volunteer with us, because we're so proud to do everything in partnership with those with lived experience, which is so important.
And of course, you're a very generous man, because you're donating all the profit to the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre as well.
So far, $211,000 I've raised from the book, and I've given it all back. And I really, when I work with a community where many, many people wouldn't know this, most people seeking asylum have no Medicare, none have Centrelink access, and many aren't even allowed to work in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And I know many people are doing it tough, and so I'm proud to create a cookbook with my mum that, one, raises money to provide food security, but two, has a story about how everyone deserves a seat at the table, whether you are a young trans person looking for safety and belonging, a refugee seeking asylum, someone doing it tough on the streets who's homeless, who's just escaping domestic violence. Whatever your scenario, we all deserve safety, dignity, and welcome, and it shouldn't be a competition. We are a kind enough and compassionate nation, and this will break my heart about The Voice not being successful on the weekend, is the grief First Nations people are feeling. I want to acknowledge that while we're chatting, and just going, we have to do better as a country. We can be kind and welcoming, and philoxenia, which is the other title of the book, is a Greek word which is about welcoming the stranger. That is, to have love for the stranger, because any one of us could be experiencing persecution, and people from the LGBTIQ+ community know better than almost any other community what it's like to have to fight just to be seen and just to have it. Marriage equality and just to be recognized, of which we were very proud as an organization to be very vocal about in our support as well. But we need to go further as a country and as a community.
That word philoxenia, is that right? What about philotimo? Is that how I say it?
Philotimo. I love that word. It's a word that means to be a servant to love.
A servant to love.
Isn't that beautiful? And that is that if we lean into and lead with love for everyone, we create a better and more kinder Australia.
Definitely. I went to a school that was predominantly Greek, and so I was exposed to a lot of the Greek cuisine. And our producer here is Greek, Con, and I've been at him saying, you need to teach me the basics of Greek. You know what, Con? I've got this book. There's no escaping it now. I've got the answer. I've got the secret. I know how to do it now. What are the basic things that we should have in our kitchen that we can create from scratch, that we should really have all the time?
If you can afford to, recognizing people have all different budgets, if you can afford to, olive oil, oregano, what we call origani, which is just a beautiful herb. If you get, of course, you need your salt, you need your flour, and if you can afford some feta cheese, you know, it's always, and some olives. You start with those beautiful things. They're part of any Greek meal. But a lot of what you can have on your kitchen table, I can't stress, you can grow it yourself. I buy my seeds from the reject shop, and I grow the most beautiful, and this is not a plug for them, but I'm saying you can buy the cheapest seeds, and you can grow the most beautiful food. And I think the most important thing I want to encourage people to do is grow your own food. And in the cookbook, there's all these tips from my late father when it comes to how to grow your own food, and from my mum about how to use leftovers, how to stretch the dollar, how to stretch what you got in the kitchen. Throw nothing away. Use every part of every veggie you've got. And you can create beautiful stocks and soups, and you can roast and you can bake, and you can do all sorts of beautiful things with very little money. And that's one of the things I'm really conscious of in this book as well. It's a book that on any budget, with any dietary needs, you can cook from it, but you can also connect to a deeper story about welcome and about compassion for each other.
And bond with people and connect with people, and of course, raise money for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. Con, I love the work that you do, and I love that you took the time to speak to us on Joy Drive today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Warren.
Thank you. Con Karapatagiotidis, CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, and his new book, cookbook, it's called A Seat at My Table.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.